Now, let's check James's inbox. Send us your questions about studying, traveling, or teaching English at www.thejamesriceshow.com. Now, James's inbox.
Yes, you can send your comments and questions through the website, but you can also send it through our new Facebook page, which is facebook.com/JamesRiceShow. So you can easily and quickly send us your messages through Facebook. Now it is time to catch up on some of your comments that you've sent me. And I know I've fallen a bit behind on answering some of your comments, but we do get them and we do read them. Okay, so we love to hear from you guys and we love questions too. So don't be shy with those questions. Let us know what you guys are thinking out there. Now, the first one from Elsa. I'd like to receive these study textbooks in order to have extra activities for my students, grammar, conversation, listening. Thanks in advance. And Elsa is from a bilingual primary and secondary school in Argentina. Now, Elsa, I can't say the name because it is in Spanish and it's a little bad. My Spanish is a little bad. Your name is good. So we have sent you a new textbook. I would love to hear what you guys think about all of those activities. And I know talking with some of the teachers, they love the Study It textbooks for the activities that we've got in the textbook. They're very modern and they kind of connect with students doing a lot of activities that they enjoy. So I know I've got that feedback from teachers, and I hope your students enjoy the different activities. Even if you don't use it as a class set or you don't use the Study It series for all of your students, you can still use them for the amazing activities and ideas that we have in there. And, you know, that's why it won the digital book of the year, the digital textbook of the year, beating all those Pearson and all of those other big publishers out. Marcelo de Barros from Brazil wrote, "You are an amazing man." Thank you, my friend Marcelo. He is an old student of mine and has subscribed to the James Rice Show letter. Thank you. I hope your wife is doing well, and I hope you guys are doing well. I do see you on Facebook, and you guys look great. I will send you that textbook. I haven't. I know we're a bit slow on that, but we will get you. We will send you out a textbook, Marcelo. Next. Here is one from me mom. My mother, yes, great podcast. Thanks, Mom. But I am not 80 years old. Don't rush it. Yeah, she's not. She's 79. I throw those jokes in here about my mom because, you know, she says she's listening. And, you know, I want to make sure that she catches these jokes. So I put them in there and as a little test. I'm worried my podcast put her to sleep. So she definitely heard that joke, I can tell you that much. From Sarah, do you know any online site that gives TEFL or TESOL certificates? I need one, and I hope you'll give me a cheaper option. Okay, Sarah, so I see and hear this question quite a bit about where can I get my TESOL certificate online. Okay, first, if you guys have some teaching experience already, and if you've taught for a year or two, maybe abroad, without your TESOL or TEFL certificate, then, you know, I would agree with you and say, yeah, it's okay to use an online site. But if you have never taught before, I don't want you to do the online stuff. Okay, go to a school and get a certificate. Why? Because you get teaching practice. You need to stand up in front of students and teach, even if it is just a practicum, even if it is not, real teaching, you know, as they say, or even if it's just a few students. It's difficult for students to stand up and speak in front of students. That is a real talent, and it's something that comes with experience and something you can't necessarily get with the online certificate. So go to a real kind of TESOL school so that you can practice that. Now, if you have the experience and you want to do something online, then I recommend my friends at OnTESOL, www.ontesol.com, OnTESOL. They're very good. They use a lot of videos with different scenarios, and they do have all sorts of different price ranges, so you can check them out. So that's who I would recommend for an online certificate. From Kathy, what online platforms are out there for teachers who are independent and teach their own students? Yeah, Kathy, there are a lot. Preply, P-R-E-P-L-Y, is one that I've checked out, and they seem to be very good. They do take kind of a hefty commission, but I think they seem very reliable, which is always something that I like when I want to start out on something new in terms of the technology. Palfish is another one. iTalki, I plus talk plus another I. Is another one that I hear out there as well. From Ariana, why don't we eliminate the label non-native and start using bilingual? Yes. Why don't we eliminate the label non-native and start using bilingual? Yeah, very good. Very good. I could not agree more. You know, my kids are Japanese and English, so they speak, you know, two languages, and in Japan, they are called halves, so half Japanese and half foreigner, you know, and I never liked that term, and I always say, no, they're not halves, they are doubles, because they speak two languages. So why do we say there are non-native teachers, or even non-native speakers, when they're actually bilingual teachers, bilingual speakers? They speak two languages, and that should be elevated. I mean, that's better than people that just speak one language, you know? So it's a much, much better term, and I agree totally with you, Ariana. I will try to incorporate that language into my mainframe computer. That is my brain. All right. Thanks, everyone, for your comments. Great to hear from you. And remember now, you can go to the website, www.thejamesriceshow.com, to leave your comments, or on facebook.com/JamesRiceShow. And you can just message us quickly any of your comments and questions as you're listening to the show. All right. Great, great questions and comments.
Have you subscribed to James's newsletter? When you subscribe, you will receive a free Study It ESL textbook. Visit www.thejamesriceshow.com for more information and join today.